This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Seven at the hour, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program, as the Dougettes sang the song to bring you into this hour of our... You don't belong to the Dougettes, Jay, right? You haven't been able to sing with our Dougette group, the Dougettes.
I didn't know that was an option. Where do I sign up? I'd like
Doug
to register.
Steffen's Good Day. At Doug Steffen Good Day. Good Day, you can sign up there. Okay, gooddayshow.com. Sign up and sing your way into everybody's heart. Some news... How about a driver, an Amazon delivery driver, being congratulated in Long Island for risking his life to help a family from their burning home? This is on Syosset on Long Island. Firefighters got to the house 4 minutes after they got the call, but their relief is, you know, I guess... When you wonder before, I've watched too many Chicago fire episodes and you see some of these other foolish fire shows that are on TV and, you know, it's all about the drama. Can we get them out in time? Well, these people were out in time and it hadn't got anything to do with the fire department.
Yeah,
to do
they
with
were
this
already
kid.
Outside by the time the fire department arrived.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very cool. Pretty interesting situation here. The family, six members of the family, including a baby, they didn't know the house was on fire because apparently they don't speak English, right? But why do you have to speak English if the house is full of smoke?
Well, we've heard this, too, that sometimes the fire is in a different part of the house, or there was a situation recently near where I am right now, and the fire was inside the walls. So the smoke detectors weren't going off because there was no smoke filling the actual house itself, and it was burning pretty much throughout the house, encompassing the family inside. They were able to get out, but nobody had any idea anything was going on because they were inside. And I think those are usually electrical fires when that happens.
So is this Amazon driver somebody who delivered packages to this place? Was he there to deliver a package?
No, I think he was just in the area.
He's driving
down
the street.
He noticed it. So he ran inside, got the family out.
So I take back some of the things I say about the Amazon drivers who park in the middle of the street. That's not something that I think is cool, but there's a good story that is cool. All right, here's a story. I don't know how we take this. I've got to get Jennifer to weigh in on this because she's friends with Larry Elder. I guess I would call myself a friend of Larry Elder's as well, although we certainly don't talk. It's not like we were buddies. We're friends. There's a difference. He and I worked together. We both started on the same day, as I recall, back in the 90s at KRLA in Los Angeles. We both done syndicated radio. He's been on television. And now, as he was running for governor of California and got a lot of attention, he's thinking, apparently, according to the Des Moines Register today, he's kicking the tires. He went to Iowa over the weekend to just visit the Iowa State Fair, so he said. However, I'm guessing that there was a method to his madness. He's trying to find out whether people would be supportive of him. And Iowa's a good place to go because that's where it all starts, right? And here we are 2 years before the election. And is he going to, I guess the question is, devote 2 years of his life to running for president? Because that's what you got to do. It's got to be a full-time job. He's got to have enough people supporting him with campaign contributions so he can basically pay his expenses, certainly for the campaign. And so one wonders, right? You just wonder whether there were people who recognized him from his radio program. It airs in Des Moines. So, okay, if he does, I'd actually be pretty supportive of him. I quite like him, frankly. He's on a little bit of an ego trip at the moment, but he's also a pretty effective thinker. If you've ever listened to his radio programs or read any of his stuff, he's pretty common sense based. And I liked his relationship with his mother, frankly. And so, anyway, let's see what happens on that score. Meanwhile, somebody else who's likely to run for president, unless the roof falls in on him between now and whenever the announcements begin, and it's again, 2 years out, but Trump's been back and forth saying, sort of indicating to some people that he's going to announce any day. But yet, then there's something else that stumbles in front of him that makes it impossible or doesn't make it smart to announce. His latest thing is that he's not happy about the FBI agents who went into his bedroom. Can you imagine that? Just how invasive? This isn't about Trump, but just put yourself in that position. Somebody comes in to investigate, or in this case, to raid. They've got the warrants and all that stuff. And coming into your bedroom and looking in your drawers at your underwear.
Yeah, or if you live with somebody who's being investigated and your stuff is ransacked as well.
Yeah.
Or even people who, in a different situation, home burglaries. People, just any time that somebody's coming into your house that you didn't authorize going through your stuff, that has to be such a vulnerable and violating feeling.
Yeah, it is. I would think so. Anyway, so he's ticked off because the agents didn't take off their shoes while they went in. He said they had a long and detailed chance to survey Mar-a-Lago, and he said they didn't take their shoes off, and there's mud and dirt all over my bedroom floor.
I'm surprised they don't have those little boot covers that you just put over your shoes.
Yeah, so that you wouldn't have any contamination issues. Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, so that's the latest kind of, maybe it's minor, but it seems intriguing that would be the focus. All right, with other political realities, you've heard over the weekend, and actually this is probably going to continue here or there, wherever they can get away with it, there were migrants that were sent to Martha's Vineyard. I was going to say Woods Hole, which is at the Cape, to Martha's Vineyard, and the governor of Texas sent 50 to Washington to parade outside of Kamala Harris's residence. There were two buses carrying these folks who... I guess they took the buses all the way up from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a little cheaper than flying the 45 or so that went up to Martha's Vineyard. And they've all been, by the way, the local news here. There have been a lot of stories, as you can imagine, political stuff and human interest stuff. The governor here, Charlie Baker, said the state has offered voluntary transportation to get the migrants off of Martha's Vineyard and to put them over on the Cape, where there's some kind of a temporary shelter being set up. But again, back to this whole fiasco of our immigration policy. I don't like to focus on blame. I'd rather talk about fixing the problem.
Exactly. Identify it and fix it. These are human beings. And what's happening, I totally get the meaning behind it, but it doesn't make it any less petty. And again, these are human beings that are basically being used as pawns for one political side against the other political side.
Right. And by the way, in this case, I agree with the politicians who say we've got to knuckle down onto immigration. And I again go back to, if you heard me talking about the situation during the Dust Bowl in 1929, how pretty much immigration was stopped. The President Hoover, Herbert Hoover was president at the time, and he just declared an end to all immigration because there were 25-30% of the population that was out of work. And they were all in the food lines, the food kitchens, the soup kitchens. And so people who came here, you know, it's been a problem. America is a country formed around immigration. The people who came here, who managed to maneuver the natives out of their land and their possessions and take over, those people mostly came from Europe. And they came for a better life. And so as it continued during the 19th century into the 20th century, the old business about Irish need not apply, Italians need not apply, those are the people that were coming here in the 20s and creating a problem It wasn't people coming from the south, although there are some stories and there's some stats that suggest that there were many people who came into America through the same portals that we use, that you're using now in Texas and in Florida. And they were rounded up and put on boats and sent back, like to the tune of hundreds of thousands of them were just sent back to Mexico. And that was the end of that. So today we don't do it that way. We open up the borders and cause mayhem, confusion, consternation. And now the excuse, if that's, I'm using the word excuse in quotation marks, is that we need people to come to our country to do the work because we have so many job openings. We better let these people come in so that we can deal with the task at hand. Well, I don't know. That sounds pretty convenient. And it doesn't sound like it's legit to me. It sounds like it's more politically motivated because these people, when they come in, more often than not, if you look at the surveys, two out of three of them become Democrats when they can register to vote and vote for Democrats. So it's pretty simple. You don't have to be a genius to figure out what's kind of going on, what motivates this. It would be nice if it was human kindness. It would be nice if we really did think that it would be helpful. But why them, why there, and why now? And it just has been going on and on and on and on and on. And someone who comes, I mean, my lineage, your lineage, Jay, all of our lineage, comes from people in countries that are not America. Real Americans are not really real Americans. The real Americans are the natives. They're the real Americans. You know, the people who say, I'm a real patriot, I'm a real American. Well, yeah, maybe you are now, but that's not where you came from. Mm-hmm. That's not how it all started. It's not, no. So, under the circumstances, but so do I sound like a hypocrite if I say I don't like the policy of just letting everybody come in, given what I just said about how we are an immigrant nation?
Well, no, because times change. Times change, and we have to adapt. And I don't think there's anything wrong with adapting.
No. Well, hopefully there isn't. Adapting to the needs, and the needs change all the time. So we should have a flexible system and not the one. But at least we should have a system that's in place that actually works, right? That's the idea. Something that works, because what's going on now doesn't work. 18 after the hour.
I'm Mariah Hopperman. September marks the start of our routines, and whether you're back to traveling, sitting on a soccer field, or just running from one place to the next, it's important to keep your eyes safe and your vision clear. Optometrist Dr. Ina Lazar explains what you can do.
We all know what a pain it can be trying to see our phone screens when we're outside. But no more. The Foster Grand Polarized for Digital Devices Sunglasses Collection was created to do away with that frustration while keeping eyes safe with UVA and UVB protection.
And eyewear should have form and function.
Some readers and their cases can be more bulky and could prevent you from taking them around. Fortunately, there are now sleek options like the Foster Grand Super Flat readers that are no thicker than an iPhone, taking up less room in the pocket or purse while still providing the reading magnification you need.
Keep your eyes safe and your vision clear with affordable, innovative solutions from Foster Grand. For more information, visit fostergrand.com.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So instead, we're going to hire a professional voice actor and pay him absurd amounts of money to say,
I like this product.
Not sure why that was better. I mean, I'm a professional too, but we didn't pay him to say the business part, so back to me. Save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. Sorry, I know hearing me say it was a bit of a letdown. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
This show is dedicated to the fact that there might be something else you might want to consider, that when we consider all the problems that people are having in the sense of national health statistics, there is hardly any person that escapes unscathed from some chronic affliction during their lifetime. Almost everybody that I see, and hardly anybody over the age of 50, does not have some kind of a chronic problem that's begun to show up in their life.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can be your hero, baby. But I can kiss away the pain.
It's 23 after the hour.
I will still hear you giggling. Forever.
We got a good giggle.
I just put the line of kiss away your pain. Yeah, yeah, he did.
Enrique Iglesias, the son of Julio Iglesias, been dating Anna Kournikova for 20 years. He posted a video of himself getting intimate with a fan in Las Vegas. In the clip, which was posted to his Instagram, Instagram feed, he initially gave the female fan a kiss on the cheek, posing for a selfie during the meet and greet. Things took a steamy turn. Fan turned her head and began kissing.
Ripped onto him. Yeah, she totally ripped onto him and started kissing him back. And it was almost less of a kiss and more of a hold, because she brings her phone up like trying to capture the shot. And you could tell that her lips weren't even on his lips at first, and then she readjusted. And you could totally see that he was trying to be kind, because then he starts like hitting, he grabs her back, but then he starts kind of like hitting her sides, like tapping her sides, like, okay, enough, and like pushes her off. And then he's laughing and runs off, and she's smiling too. But the fact that he posted it, not, it wasn't just some kind of like, oh, this was caught on video, blah blah blah. He posted it, so it totally is like, it's not like he was stepping out on Anna or anything
cool.
like that.
Was it cool or not cool from your perspective?
Well, I'm on her part, the concert goer, the fan, you know, if this were switched and it was a guy doing it to a female, like a female singer, everybody would be in an uproar about it.
Right.
And
yeah.
I feel like it should be equal. It should still be the same thing. Like, she kind of assaulted him, even though he played it off. And I'm sure he was uncomfortable as well.
So he's got two children with Kournikova. Kournikova, wasn't she a model? Wasn't she a big time, or is she still?
Tennis player.
Oh,
they have
three.
Yeah, they have twins who are four and then a 2-year-old.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. I've forgotten. I guess I knew her name, but I couldn't remember why I remembered her name. So there's your beware of fans. I guess that's
just
the
dirt.
Underscore. That's my dirt. Okay. Brad Pitt is front and center here doing things in the art space. He's got a lot of things that he's painted, and he's put his works on display. He sent a number of pieces that he created to a gallery in Finland. And why would he do that, I guess? Why would he send it to Finland and not do some exhibition here? He had 9 different items to show. There were some pretty large creations. It sort of was a bronze. One of them, remember that Hansel? Remember the carbon freeze at the end of the second? There was at the end of the second Star Wars. He was frozen, and so apparently he did something like that, which looks like it could have been kind of cool.
That's neat.
Yeah. Anyway, apparently his work's pretty good. He's pretty dedicated to it. And he's attached some interesting titles to them. Let's see here. Self-inflicted gunshot wound to the house. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some lengthy titles.
Yeah, Amy, right, exactly.
I saw me, but it was too late this time. That's another one.
House at Go-Go. Anyway, I'm sure that if you go to Brad's website or just Google Brad Pitt artwork, you'll see what we're talking about. And that's the story, 28 after the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
8 million Japanese people have been ordered to evacuate as Typhoon Nanmadol slams across Japan. Government officials in Japan told national broadcaster NHK that the level 5 alert, the highest on Japan's disaster warning scale, was called for as it's raining like never before. A strong earthquake struck southeastern Taiwan on Saturday evening, collapsing a house and interrupting rail service on the island. Taiwan Central News Agency said the 6.4 magnitude shallow quake was centered on the island's eastern shore. The newly named special master in the President Trump versus the Department of Justice documents raid at Trump's Florida home directed the attorneys to appear Tuesday in a courtroom of the Brooklyn Federal Courthouse, 2 p.m. Eastern, for a preliminary conference. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Doug Steffen's Good Day Show.
Joining me in the studio is my new grandson, Jasper. All right, so Jasper is fascinated with the microphone, and that means he may end up on the floor, because most everything he grabs. But he's very expressive about things, and he has a lot to say about a lot of things, right? Huh? What? What else do you have to say? Right into that microphone, that's it.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, 34 after the hour, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. The situation with a couple that found some coins worth $250,000 stashed under their floor is the good news for them. You talk about luck. 260 British gold coins stashed away in a small metal pot under the floorboards in their home. So they're worth $250,000. This is a couple in England. You know, you think all the attention in England is on the Queen and her burial and that sort of thing, the end of her reign. But nope, the British tabloids are full of the story here of all of these coins that are worth $50 to $100 a piece. So, yeah, that's kind of a neat one. Imagine yourself finding something like this. Have you ever found, Jay, anything of value that you you weren't expecting to find? Wow, look at this.
Nothing like this, but I feel we've been hearing more and more stories of people doing home renovations.
James, can we get a little more volume out of Jay? Go ahead. Keep going, Jay.
Different renovations. Like, this was an 18th century property. And whenever you get into a home that has some history behind it, I always wondered of when you do a renovation, you do some kind of house project, what are you going to find?
Or are you going to find
a yard?
Yep.
See what's buried there.
Well, have you ever done any dowsing? Or have you had one of those little magnets that you go around property? People came to my farm on occasion when I first bought the most recent one. And they'd call and they'd want to come and come with their magnetic, what's this thing? And they go around. Well, you see them at the beach all the time. People
the metal
going
detectors?
Around the beach. Yeah, the metal detectors. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that would be cool.
Yeah, it'd be an interesting way to spend a little bit of time. Lots of time has been spent. I just made reference to the Queen. I was looking at some of the social media posts, and I don't know why people are the way they are, but as an example of what not to write, here's a guy whose name is Carl, who writes, because they were, you know, postings everywhere about what do you think of the Queen, and so this guy said, I have no respect for her. Nobody cares. She's just another old lady. You didn't care about my grandma when they died. I think about that. You know, I guess I get the point of view, but it just seems a little caustic to me. Yes, a little caustic.
A little bit, yeah. Especially because it's like, well, let's break it all down. This woman is a historical figure. She ran a country. She recently, what was it, the Platinum Jubilee, the longest reigning monarch in England for all of time.
Here's the there's Nancy who writes, this is a state funeral for a world leader, not the time for juvenile remarks. Well, that's in between two juvenile remarks. Here's another juvenile remark from Rex, who writes, nobody needs to respect and revere any of these satanic elites, like vice presidents and presidents of the United States, kings, queens, Hollywood elite, yada, yada, he goes on. They've done the unthinkable to the least of these. And so they don't deserve my attention. People need to wake up and stop worshiping these demons. Okay, I wonder if that person would say the same thing about Donald Trump, right?
That'd be interesting. My thing is always not the initial commenter of something catty or petty, but whoever responds to it. That's always my thing of, like, can't you just keep scrolling? Because half the time those people respond, if you don't like it, don't comment on it. Just keep scrolling. And it's like, okay, well, do you see what you just did? You just did. You're condemning them for doing the exact same thing you are currently doing to prove a point, which you are now proving in the wrong direction.
Right. Okay, here's the warning. Don't say I didn't tell you so. There is a push on the part of Pfizer to get you to get a flu shot or a COVID-19 vaccine. And CVS is the unindicted co-conspirator in all of this. You can't walk into a CVS store, and I'm betting that Walgreens and the rest of them will fall in line. The push to double up on the COVID booster and the flu shot. The protection from the flu erodes quickly. That's why you have to have one every flu season. And now a lot of people are thinking, well, it's September. I guess I better go get my flu shot, right? Well, not so fast, because apparently I'm getting this from Ken Kronos, who is our leader when it comes to this sort of thing. We have two doctors. Dr. Jack Stockwell doesn't believe in the shots at all. Ken thinks that you should have them, although he said what I just said. There's a big promotion going on, but from an immunological point of view, it doesn't make any sense. So, perhaps it's time for you to push back on those people that are telling you to get all of these, to get a flu shot or to get a vaccine, to get a booster, because by the time we get to February, whatever you get this month is going to be gonzo. Plus the fact there still is a question about what the contents are of the COVID vaccines. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of why I'm not getting any more, because I don't want to. Go ahead, Jay.
No, go ahead.
I'm not going to put stuff in my body if I don't know what it is. And you can say, well, you already did. And I did because I wanted to protect my family, and that was the way I chose to do it. But in this circumstances, I think that, you know, if you ask Dr. Fauci, what's he going to say? I'm retiring is what he's going to say. So I'm not getting in. But you know what I'm saying? This is now becoming more controversial, and I think it's worth another look. Perhaps you should step back for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And the reason that I say that in part is because the airways, radio and television, are so full of these spots for Pfizer, get a shot. They didn't run them because they didn't need to run them. They had all the promotion they needed from the news media. But now the news media is kind of stepping back a little bit, too. Mm-hmm. So Pfizer's spending millions of dollars promoting something. And I find it, it's a note of caution. You do what you want. I told you what I'm going to do. And that's it.
Well, so. And go and do your own research. You don't just take what people are saying in conversation and opinions regurgitated from somebody else's opinion. Actually go and read up on things and read up from different news outlets and different testimonies of everything, because everybody is dealing with the actual COVID illness differently, whether they're vaccinated or not. Everybody is dealing with the actual COVID vaccine completely differently. I'm a big fan of vaccines, and I always get my flu shot. I rely on the flu shot. But as far as the COVID vaccine, every vaccine, and I've had three, every one I received, I became significantly worse with the symptoms, or not the symptoms, the side effects. Significantly worse. So by the time my third one rolled around, I was like, I'm not doing this again. Like, the fourth shot may actually put me in the hospital.
Yeah. Then don't. That's it. You got to make up your own mind. You got to think about your own health and pay attention to your own heart, if you will. I think that's what, more than anything else, pay attention to your heart. And what does your heart tell you to do? What's the best course of action? Anyway, now, this business about all the people who were moved to Martha's Vineyard, and the focus now on this sleepy little island, which is basically for the rich and famous. And to wit, the local Boston newspapers are carrying stories and have for the last couple of days since this thing happened. What's Martha's Vineyard really like? And who's really there? And why, apparently, the governor of Florida had a method to his madness, because he wanted to display, if you will, the hypocrisy of all these people saying that, we ought to do this for the immigrants. Martha's Vineyard is the home of most every upended politician in the summertime, every business between Martha's Vineyard and Nantucket. The rich and the famous from all over the world come because they are delightful islands. They are. Frankly, the Cape is pretty much delightful, but these islands are really the homes there. The average home sells for $2 million. You go into the grocery store, and the costs in the summertime are about twice what you would pay everywhere else for groceries. That's just what you're getting. So now there's more of a focus on what's actually going on Martha's Vineyard, because there are some people there who are on, assistance? I guess they call it assistance. They don't have enough, the food and things that are necessary for people who are there, who are indigent. It doesn't really exist. And so there was now we see Martha's Vineyard in a different way. We think it's opulent. We think it's beautiful. But there are a lot of people besides celebrities and presidents who go there, who are there. They don't have enough teachers in their classrooms. Remember, there are people who live there all year long. And there are a lot of natives who are there, who have been on the island for centuries. And mostly those are the people who are in the police and the firefighters and that sort of thing. But they don't get paid enough to stay in the communities. So most of the firefighters, listen to this, Most of the people who are police and firefighters on the two islands don't live there. They have to come across on a boat to do their tour because they live on the Cape or elsewhere. Because they can't afford to live on those islands. And so that's one of the ancillary things that's coming out of all of this focus on Martha's Vineyard. In a moment, a mother who vanishes taking out the trash. What's the story behind the story? We'll get it after this.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount, at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
And Doug. Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Police in Colorado looking for a 59-year-old mother, Jay. Hasn't been seen for a couple of days.
Yeah.
Colorado Springs Police Department looking for help from the public to locate Leonor Enriquez.
She was just taking out the trash and
so what happens
it back
in
into her house. And so they're saying that she is missing, she is endangered, because this is just very unlike her. And the fact of it's not like
are there more of these now
back.
Are we getting more of these now, these sorts of abductions, and they're not just children?
It seems like it, but here's one of the things, because relatives have said that Lenore is friendly, but is also suffering some early onset dementia that also resulted in depression and bipolar disorder. So they're wondering, she's missing and endangered nonetheless, but they're wondering if somebody took her or if she wandered off herself.
Yeah. At 59, I went to a funeral on Saturday of a dear, dear friend of mine who died last week at the age of 84. And she'd had dementia for 8 years, and her husband is suffering from it now. The fellow I grew up is almost like a brother to me. You see him in the chair like that. Oh, my God.
Oy. Awful.
All right, 10 before the hour here.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
To mess around with Tommy the K. Tom Kreidler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, joins us every Monday at this time with some Q&A from listeners, helping you to figure out what you need to know with regard to home projects. Here's Margo, who has a painting problem.
All righty.
She writes, I used to paint with a primer, but it just peels off the wall in strips. I have that problem, too. Here and there. Wallboard has a chalky dust feel to the touch. What do I do?
Yeah. Well, there's your problem right there, Margo. If you've got a surface that's deteriorating, the paint is deteriorating to the point where it's dusty, it's basically lost its ability to hold the surface to which it was originally applied, then you really can't put good paint over bad paint, even if it is a paint that has a primer mixed into it. When the paint gets to be in that condition, it has to come off. It's a big job. Nobody likes it, but you just can't put anything on top of that until you get rid of that old paint. So you're going to have to strip that paint down to at least get rid of the whatever is become loose. And then what I would use is I would not use a paint primer built in. I've not had a lot of success with those Dugs. It seems very attractive, you know, to have a one-step process like that. But I really think you need to use a separate primer. And whenever you have an adhesion issue, you should use a solvent-based or oil-based primer. It really has the best stickiness.
So how
that's
much
really
of that,
the job
though,
of the primer,
Tommy? How much of that is a factor in the paint not sticking? Can you and I have talked about this any number of times. If it's oil-based paint, mm-hmm. and you paint over it with water-based paint, the water-based isn't going to stick to the
oil-based.
That's
not true,
right?
That's not true.
Is it the other way around? Oh, it is? Okay.
No, you can use a solvent-based. Yeah, you can use a solvent-based.
Can you do it the other way around? Can you paint oil-based over water-based?
That I would not do.
The reason
that I'm recommending whenever you have a questionable surface to use something that's solvent-based like that, just as it has more tack to it. You know, Doug, when you use a good paint, and I know you've used good paints and not so good paints, but you know how you can feel when you get good adhesion in the way the brush applies the paint?
Absolutely.
It's a completely different experience if you paint enough to notice this. And that's why you got to have that good adhesion. That's the job of the primer. The primer helps the paint stick. It doesn't have the qualities in it that a top coat would. For example, it doesn't have UV protectant in it, so if it was outside, whatever you put out there would fade. But that's not its job. Its job is to adhere to that old surface, and then whatever you put over that is what will adhere to the primer.
We're painting the barn inside and out on the farm, and it's very interesting to see because the walls of the hallway between the barns haven't been painted since I was a kid. I mean, we're going back to the 60s.
You can only imagine what's in that paint, huh?
Yeah,
I hope you're protecting yourself.
Yes. Well, but we've scraped it all off.
Yeah.
And it's being sucked into a vacuum cleaner to get rid of it that way. And then, you know, putting new paint on. I use only the Rust-Oleum sort of paint or paint that is oil-based. I don't use in the barn, outside, inside, anything that's water-based. I just don't. It doesn't last. So anyway,
I used, in a weak moment, because I had to get this one door painted a color for a TV show I was doing, I used a paint and primer in one, and I was regretting the decision, because as soon as I got done painting this door that I had spent hours sanding, the paint was tacky, like, for at least a week or two.
Yeah,
like it didn't, not like wet tacky, but just like rubbery tacky. You know, I just didn't feel like it was binding well.
Yeah. All right, what's on the next episode of the Money Pit Podcast?
Hey, you know, I just wrapped up my Trex Transcend Deck Kit project. We took an old deck and completely did a makeover using Trex Transcend Decking, and they sell it now in a kit at Lowe's. So you can basically, with one click, put everything you need in your basket and have it delivered to your house. That's kind of what I did.
Yeah.
And it really came out great. We're absolutely thrilled with the result. In fact, it came out so well that the Trex team sent their head photographer over to my money pit to document the project. So hopefully see those pictures soon. And there's a video on my social media right now of the whole transition.
So you get lots of tips. There are all kinds of ways of doing a little Pit radio program every week, going to themoneypit.com/podcast for tips there, and the newsletter as well, moneypit.com/newsletter. Man, nothing but help. It's all there for the taking, if you will. Thanks to Tom and Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit here at 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.